KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 8 degrees above zero. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of light rain, freezing drizzle, or snow, mainly this afternoon, and a high around 26. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Red Oak police last night arrested a woman on an assault charge after officers responded to a residence in the 1300 block of Sunny Slope Drive for a physical domestic assault in progress. Officers separated both parties and arrested 26-year-old Bailey Ann Bostwick of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault first offense. Bostwick was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office on Monday posted a report on arrests dating back to early January. Most recently, 41-year-old Scotty Lynn Mitchell of Exira was arrested Monday morning for domestic abuse first offense. His arrest was the result of an investigation into an incident that occurred January 26th. Mitchell appeared in front of the magistrate and was released. 28-year-old Blake Daniel Johans of Audubon was arrested Friday morning for harassment in the first degree. Johans was released a short time later after appearing before the magistrate. And on January 30th, 30-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedron of Audubon was arrested on an outstanding warrant for four counts of violation of a no-contact order. She was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $1,200 bond. You can see the report on seven additional arrests under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The city of Audubon is asking its residents to please check their basements to make sure you do not have any broken water pipes or meters due to the extreme temperatures we've experienced over the past few days. And if you should find any issues, call the Audubon City Hall during their normal business hours. The National Weather Service said frigid air will return to the state Thursday into Friday and will be accompanied by gusty winds, with the air temperature below zero across much of the state by Friday morning and the breezy conditions. Wind chills will fall well below 20 degrees below zero in many locations. And while this cold episode will not be as prolonged as last week's and wind chill values will not be as extreme, the wind chills can still be hazardous to dangerous if precautions are not taken. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday said a telephone scam is going around the area. They're from someone who claims to be from the clerk's office and is trying to collect for a bad check. Chief Dave Erickson said the clerk's office does not make calls to collect bad debt. He said there were numerous instances where people across the country have received similar calls with a lawyer threatening arrest about a stolen check passed at an office supply store, to name a few of the scams. The phone numbers potential victims receive of the scam varied from call to call. A jury has acquitted a 31-year-old man accused of punching to death a 2-year-old girl in Iowa County. Court records say Cody Stevenson was found not guilty Monday of first-degree murder. A criminal complaint said Stevenson struck the daughter of his live-in girlfriend 3 or 4 times in the abdomen on June 30, 2017, at an apartment in Williamsburg. Authorities say the girl died 3 days later. Stevenson had testified Friday that he told authorities he punched the girl, but said so only to protect her mother. He says she punched her daughter. The court records don't show that the woman has been charged. The trial was moved to Cedar Rapids because of pretrial publicity. Police in the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny say a grand jury has declined to indict an officer who killed a Missouri man after he pointed a gun at the officer. Police announced Monday that the Polk County grand jury met last week and, after reviewing evidence, decided not to indict Officer Todd Webb. Webb responded to a reported robbery at the Hy-Vee gas station on September 15th and located a suspect nearby. Police say the suspect, Christopher Lee Leonard of Springfield, Missouri, pointed a handgun at the officer, who then shot and killed Leonard. Also in the news this morning, sheriff's officials in Mills County say there were 7 arrests made over the past few days. 4 people were arrested Monday, including 18-year-old Caitlin Nicole Geronimo of Council Bluffs for possession of drug paraphernalia and speeding, 26-year-old Andrea Lynn Tramer, a homeless person on a warrant for failure to appear in court, and 36-year-old Charisse Nicole Dismang on a warrant for probation violation. Also, 19-year-old Elise Savannah Torres of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. On Sunday, 33-year-old Brandon Bryan of Malvern was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense, along with child endangerment and open container. Last Saturday, 57-year-old Luis Mendez of Missouri Valley was arrested for driving under suspension. And on Friday, 37-year-old Jessica Lynn Ballinger of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation and driving under suspension. In the funeral announcements, Leroy Peterson, age 92, of Winchester, Kentucky, died January 28th. Graveside services for Leroy Meyer Peterson will be today at 2:30 in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Lee Anderson, age 93, of Des Moines and formerly of Exira, died Thursday at the VA Healthcare Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert Anderson will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Staves Methodist Church in Des Moines. Ankeny Funeral Home of Ankeny has the arrangements. Lois Berg, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Lois Berg will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has the arrangements. Rex Merhoff, age 63, of Anita, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Memorial services for Rex Merhoff will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Rosemary Hahn, age 88, of Erling, died Friday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Rosemary Hahn will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Staver, age 87, of Panora, died Friday at his home. Memorial services for Donald Staver will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Brian Barney Bear, age 61, of Audubon, died January 17th in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Brian Barney Bear will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. And Grace Lindemann Rathkamp, age 94, of Kansas City and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Grace Rathkamp are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.